Good Muslim, bad Muslim. We'll be talking to you for the next 30 minutes on fun things about being a good Muslim and a bad Muslim. And I think one of the things that we were talking about was just how we were perceived as good Muslims or bad Muslims by outsiders, even though, you know, what does it mean?
I think the fun part about the podcast is that it's those lines are blurry and it's not always clear. I identify as the pork-eating, alcohol-drinking, premarital sex-having kind of Muslim.
I identify as the I don't eat pork and I don't drink Muslim. But I don't pray.
What about the premarital sex part?
They were good Muslim stories.
Mine was pretty hot, so it was really bad.
Yours was hot. Mine was a little hotter, though.
So outside of the Muslim community, to be a good Muslim is to be assimilated, quote-unquote.
I watched 15 Christmas movies over the past 3 days.
So my mom bought me hammer pants.
Because at Christmas, they would say, that's not our Christmas. Our Christmas is Eve. And then Eve would come along, and then there would be no gift exchanges. They're like, just eat some goat.
Like, within our community, there's this whole conversation about, like, what makes a good Muslim. But in the media, if you're really, really Muslim, then you're the bad kind of Muslim. We'd like to talk about cereal.
Yes, cereal. So
hashtag Adnan is innocent. Something that involves a Muslim is in the mainstream media and everybody's talking about it. Sarah Caney made me cry.
Sarah!
It's also this, like, paradoxical situation where if you're really Muslim, right?
You're supposed to be, like, covered completely, with only your eyes showing, and you're praying 5 times a day, and you don't eat pork, and you don't do drugs, and you don't drink. That's what happens when you marry white people.
White people.
White people.
And then they were like, but you're the good kind of Muslim.
Living in the U.S. as a Muslim woman, like, we're kind of attacked by these contradictions.
No,